Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we saw the yisod that when one is intimate with a chayvei lavin, there's only malchus if there's kiddushin, as the Rambam says. And we explained in the previous shiur the yisod that if one is machzir grusha, so the kiddushin is part and parcel of the avera. Whereas by other chayvei lavin, the kedushin is just a tnai be'alma, and we spoke about nafkaminas, kimle d'rabimina, etc. So that was the yisod that we saw in the previous shiur. Now we're continuing on based on the Torah of HaGaon Rav Chaim Yitzchak Korb Zatzal, so Rav in Lita, and then in Harlem, and then in the Beis Medrash LaTorah in Skokie. He was nifter about 75 years ago. Yahrzeit coming up in a few days, and tomorrow night, so it's very exciting to learn his Torah. So with this, we can be metareitz the kasha and the Rambam. Rambam Geirush in Perek Yud Aleph, he writes that an eshes ishi was mezaneh, and then her husband had bia with her. He gets malchus mishum tum. However, in the first parak of Surah Bia, it's mashma that he doesn't get malchus. So the Kesef Mishnah brings the teretz that if the husband divorces her and takes her back, he gets malchus alts tumah. But if he has bia with her and he doesn't remarry her, then he doesn't get malchus because of the he doesn't get malchus, and the Kesef Mishnah explains the chilek. But based on what we said, we can give a different reason for this chilek, and that is if somebody has bia with his sota, we learn that it's aser from machzir grushasai, like we see in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Achrei Asher Hu Tamah LeRabbi's sota shenistera. So not only is somebody whose wife remarries and then he takes her back, and those Reuven divorces Leah, and then Leah marries Shimon, and then she divorces Shimon, he comes back to Reuven. That's a no-no. So not only is that aser, but also a sota shenistera is aser. And the Rambam writes, "Uchazu shemachzir grushasos shkolish zuntzatachas baila nesrael v'lokel." Is included in this lav of machzir grushasai. We include every woman who is mizana under her husband while married to her husband, and she's asura to him. And he gets malchus if he has bia with her. And if so, just like machzir grushaso, the kiddushin is part and parcel of the avera, so too if somebody has bia with his sota wife, the kiddushin has to be part of the avera, and therefore dafka, if he divorces her and then he remarries her, then he gets malchus. Mishum she'asa gama kiddushin ba'aveira. He gets malchus because the kiddushin is also not ba'aveira. But if he has bia with her and he didn't divorce her, since the first kiddushin was beheder, he doesn't get malchus on the bia alone. Just like he doesn't get malchus when he is machzir grushasai, if he just has bia. So like this, if he has a forbidden kiddushin, the kiddushin is part and parcel of the avera, so then he's going to be getting malchus. But if he never divorced her, or he divorced her and he never had another kiddushin, then he's not going to be getting malchus. Why is he not going to be getting malchus? He's not going to be getting malchus because he didn't have an aser kiddushin, and kiddushin is part and parcel of the avera. So he has to do a ma'aser kiddushin, a forbidden ma'aser kiddushin. But if he didn't do a ma'aser kiddushin, a forbidden ma'aser kiddushin, then he's not getting malchus because the kiddushin is part and parcel of the avera. It's not just a tanai. If it was a tanai, then if he stayed married to her and he had bia with her, he'd get malchus because you have kiddushin, and they're married and he's having a forbidden bia. But this woman is not, he didn't have a forbidden kiddushin with her. If he didn't have a forbidden kedushin with her, then there's no malchus. Only if he did, only if he took her back, then there's malchus. Just like machzir gushasa, there's malchus for when he takes her back dafka. Uvezem beduyak in divrei Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Gerushin. Kabeishes isha zinsa v'im avar v'hechzira acha shegirsha yotzi beget. If he was over and he takes her back after divorcing her, he must divorce, he must give her a get. Im ova v'hechzira acha shel girsha, a man's wife was mizane, and then he takes her back after the divorce. So he has to give her a get. So l'chayra, it's very difficult to understand the Rambam. Ma'iriya, why does he use dafka case, mention the case that he divorced her and he takes her back after the motzi beget? Even if he doesn't divorce her, he also has to be motzi. She's mizana, she's usher to him. So why does the Rambam only say amar vechazira acha shegir sheyotzi beget? Chatchili he has to divorce her. So based on what we said, it's very good, because dafka, if he was megarisher and he brings her back, he has to be motzi beget, since he was mekadisher ba'avera. As long as she's mekudeshes, he's amid bitzu shleyal shuv yachul shuv lekachta, just like machzir gushasa. Avalim lo girsha. But if he wasn't megarisher, since the first kedushin was beheter, he's not over when she's mekudeshes lo, and therefore it's enough if he just separates from her, even without a get, like Tosfos writes in Svachim and Daf Beis. That's why the Rambam's meduyuk. He writes dafkim girsha vechzira. Yes, mimotzi beget, because now there's an iser kedushin involved. But if he never divorced her, so he doesn't have to give her a get, it's sufficient for him to separate from her. Now there's a suffix, l'da'as ha-rambam, meaning separate physically and not necessarily give her a get. There's a suffix, l'da'as ha-rambam, she'b'chai be'lavin eino loike, elim ken kide shebo. The Rambam holds that by chai be'lavin, the only time you get malchus is if you're mekadesh the woman, the man is mekadesh the woman, and has bia with her. Chai ve'lavin eino loike, elim kain, kidei shuboal. You have to have kiddushin and bia. So how would the Rambam hold the gabi chai ve'ase of Mitzri and Adomi, that there's an essay not to marry a Mitzri, not to marry an Adomi? Im gam bazeh eino ibar ala essay, there also do you need kiddushin in order to be over on the essay? By chayve lav, and you only get malchus if you have kedushin. What about being over on the essay? Only go over on the essay if you have kedushin. So we could be pushing this suffix from the Avram ben Arambam. Poor Rebbe Avram ben Arambam. He was such a big gadol, but he's always in the shadow of his father. I'm sure he's very happy that it's that way, but he also deserves his due respect. So he writes to prove that kabe chayve lavin, we require dafka kidei shuboal. The fact that it says gabe mitzi nadomi dor shlishi yavoi lehem b'kahal Hashem, and how do they do that? Through kedushin. So it would appear that chai be'asiv mitzi v'adomi, in order for them to be over in the essay, it needs to be al yidei kedushin, and bia is not enough. Now the lashon of the Rambam, who writes gabe chai be'lavim shimboal achir kedushin loike, yesh l'stapik im bina dafka sheyival achar ha-kedushin, im kenim kitsha bebiya lo yilke, b'shum dehecha de kitsha bebiya yesh loymar, dechaleis ha-kedushin hu achar ha-bir, kemo gabi shal kinyonim, kegoin meshiche v'chazoke, mestabir she'achar she'gomer es maisa ha-kinyon, oz chol ha-kinyon, v'im ken gabi mekadesh bebiya gam, yesh loymar dechalo ha-kedushin achar ha-bir. So the Rambam writes the Gabi Chai Be'lavin that if he's boil after the Kiddushin, he gets Malkus. The suffix is, if we require Dafka, if he's boil after the Kiddushin. And if so, if he's Mekadesh or Bibia, he's not going to get Malkus. If he's Mekadesh or Bibia, he's not going to get Malkus. Because where he's Mekadesh or Bibia, we can say that the Chalos Kiddushin is after the Bia. Like by other kinyanim, Meshicha v'chazaka. So it's mistabra that after the Maisa kinyan, the kinyan is chal. Right? It's cause and effect. So the effect can't be before the cause. So first there has to be the Maisa kinyan and then the actual kinyan. So it's mistabra, she'achar she'gomer is Maisa ha'kinyan, oz chol ha'kinyan. Nevim ken gabi mekadesh bebiya. We can also say that the kiddushin is chal after the bia. So b'shas habia, she wasn't mikudeshes to him. So that's a great chakira. If he's mekadesh her b'bia, if he's getting malchus, l'chayra not, because the kiddushin is chal after the bia. So he's having bia with a woman he's not mikudeshes to, or maybe since he's bala derech ishus, he gets malchus because the Torah only patterned if he comes, if he's bala derech znus. Now, if we say that b'chayve lav and b'chayve yaseh, eno yover aleihem hecha shekitcha b'bia, if we say that b'chayve lav and b'chayve yaseh, he's not over when he's mekadesh b'bia, mekan efshal v'taretz et divrei Rambam b'perek vov mehilchos yibum. The Rambam paskins l'gabi chayve yaseh shim bala hayavam kona, that gabi chayve yaseh, if the yavam had bia with her, it's a, he makes a kenyan. Frek the yam shel Shlomo, I ain essay doicha essay is an iser essay. The essay is not doicha the essay. So the yam shel Shlomo writes that this was kishgaga sheyatzah milifnei hashali. This was just a, sorry for saying, but it's a mistake. But based on what we said, we can say that the Rambam holds that since he's mekadesh her with bia, he's not over on the assay. He's right to the assay. When are you over on the assay? In chayve assay. When one has bia after the kiddushin. But here the bia was the kiddushin. And therefore he wasn't over on, since he was mekadesh her b'bia, he wasn't over on the assay. And with this, we can possibly explain the sugya in Yevamis. In Yevamis, on Daf Chof, there the Gemara says, in the Mishnah, first we start with the Mishnah, the sages stated a principle without a yavama, whoever is forbidden by a prohibition or forbidden relations to a yavan, neither performs chalitza nor does yibum. This is an iser erva. Iser mitzvah vitzer kedusha, kedusha choletzus v'lo misya bemes. If she is forbidden by a prohibition resulting from a mitzvah or by a prohibition stemming from kedusha, since in these cases the obligation of the Yibum is not fundamentally nullified, she performs chalitza in order to become free of the Zikas Yibum. But she doesn't actually do Yibum. So what does that mean? What's Isser Shmitzvah Isser Kedusha? Isser Mitzvah Shneos Midivrei Seifrim Isser Kedusha Almana L'Koyin Gadol Grisha V'Chalitza. The Kayin had a prohibition resulting from a mitzvah is referring to secondary forbidden relationships, which are prohibited by rabbinic laws. The sages prohibited marriage to certain women who are not forbidden by the Torah, but nevertheless deemed forbidden incestual relations. A prohibition stemming from sanctity is referring to marriage of a widow. So what's his, that's Isser Mitzvah, Shnios Mdivrei Seifrim. What's Isser Kedusha? A widow to a high priest. Almana l'koyin gadol, gush v'chutz l'koyin hedyot. A divorcee, a woman must perform chalitza to a common to a regular coin. Mazeres sinli Yisrael, a basil nasin l'mamzer, a daughter born from an incestual adultery relationship of mamzeres, or a givaini, nasina, to a Jew, or a bas Yisrael to a nasin or a mamzer. So all of these cases are cases of Kiddusha. So in such an instance, they have Yibum, we have Chalitza, and not Yibum. So the Gemara says, Vaiter. That Isser Kiddusha Almana L'Koyin Gadol. Kapasik vitani loishna menen esurin loishna menen eirusin. And it says on Mana the Kohen Gadol that it doesn't matter whether it's min hanesuin or min ha'erusin. The Mishnah says that the zikas yibum of a widow to a high priest requires her to perform chalitza. So this is categorically. It doesn't matter whether she is widow from marriage, from nesuin, or from erusin. Kapasik v'tani loshna almana min esuin loshna min erusin. So bishlam min esuin. So it's very good. Min hanesuin, that she's married to this. She's widow from nesuin, so she's forbidden to the Kohen Gadol by an essay. Analyze the essay. The essay is Buisha Bubsula Yikach, and the Los essay is Pasuk that says Almano Grusha is Kolei Lo Yikach. So an essay of Yibum is not doich an essay in a Los essay, but Mena Erison is doich a Los essay Grede Yavo Yasei V'Yitcha Los essay. So Mena Erison Zarak. זה רק מצוות לא תעשה. מן האירסן זה רק מצוות לא תעשה. There's no essay of הוא אישה בפסולה יקרה שזה בסולה. So well, there is a lois to say, so why doesn't the essay come and be דכה the לא תעשה? That's the Gemara's kasha. לכאיר התמוה, what's the Gemara's kasha? The kaposik ותוני. The Gemara states it categorically, and that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara could have asked a different kasha, from Grusha and Chalutza Mamzeres and Esina. Grusha and Chalutza and Mamzeres and Esina are Chayvei Lav in Greda, and the Mishnah says Beferish is no Yibum. So why don't we say Asei Deicha Leisa say great kasha? But if we say that by Chayve Lavin, Eino Ever Aleihem, but if we say that by Chayve Lavin, there's no Aveira where he was Mekadesh or Bibiya, we understand, it's very good. Because you can't ask from the other Chayve Lavin, because those are allowed to be Mesiabe Min HaTorah, because he's not over Bibiya, so. So it must be that it says in the Mishnah, Ein Mesiabe, that's only a Din de Rabbanan. But Gavay Almana Lekoin Gadol Sha'over Alal Bia B'loi Kiddushin. Almana Lekoin Gadol, the Rambam says that he's over and Bia even without Kiddushin. That you don't need Kiddushin. Therefore the Gemara understood that since it says Almana Ben Almana Mena Nesuin Ben Almana Mena Irisin, it's mashma that neither of them are allowed to be misyabim d'oraisa. It's d'oraisa. So why don't we say, I say d'oraisa say. So in the other case, it's not a kasha, because the other case is the etz and bia. It's not an aveira. It's not a lav. Because they're not over on the etz and bia. Because the aveira is first to have the kiddushin. And then to have Bia. But if the Bia is the Kiddushin, when you're doing the Yibum, the Bia is the marriage. So there's no Lav. The only Kasha is Almana. Almana L'Kohen Gadol is just the Bia alone is an Avera. The Bia alone is an Avera Midai Raisa. So now to be Messiah Bamas Midar Raisa, so therefore the Gemara asks, why not? You have Oesse, Vietcha Loisa say. With this, we could be Matari Takash and Tosis and Daf Chof Amid Beis. But we'll leave it here, and we give ourselves a bracha that we should revisit this fascinating sugya. Ve'ezrat Hashem, ne'emshech neflot mitorat Hashem. So this should taka be an ilui for the neshama of the great Gaon, Rav Moshe Yitzchak. Rav Chaim Yitzchak Kor, Baal HaNesivos Chaim. And the neshama should go higher and higher. Hashem. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.